Go ahead, wear some rad gear in public. We dare you. Endless swag is available in the stupid store at radradio.com.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Garrett.
Hey, Garrett.
He says, I am temporarily, thank God, blind in my left eye. Doesn't say why. Says, I've been listening to you guys since I was a kid in the back of my dad's truck. You know, when we could do that.
Wow.
So you were listening in the back or the back seat?
Maybe the window open.
Not sure.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Because, I mean, in the bed of the truck, we weren't around then. We were also little.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how far back
right.
I went when we were literally allowed to do it then.
Right.
And so I can't think of another time we were allowed to do that. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, but like, you were not getting pulled over.
No.
If you had 10 kids in the bed of your truck back in the 70s, I'm sorry.
Oh, and the 80s.
Through the 80s.
Yeah. I don't know when that all changed.
Did they say where they were listening? Like, what?
Yeah. No.
Because it could have been Hawaii. That's still legal to do it there.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Fun fact.
That's why the speed limits are so low.
Pressure cooker.
Wow.
Well, that's not why the speed limits are so low.
No, but I'm fascinated that's crazy. That's awesome.
Garrett goes on to say, due to being blind in my left eye and stuck at home, I finally bit the bullet and I got Rad TV so I can watch you guys one-eyed while I'm stuck at home waiting for my eye to heal. Well, thank you.
That's awesome.
And what a great time to get it, since tomorrow we are starting our giant rollout of a whole bunch of new series and bringing back some favorites. The first three episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Yay!
His brand new show that'll be on Rad TV. You can binge them all weekend, and more episodes will continue to roll out. We're also going to tomorrow premiere on Rad TV all of the tours, the behind the scenes look at the studios, our offices, the kitchen, etc. And more, we've got the Probcast is coming back. The podcast is coming back.
Broadcast.
I don't even have the list in front of me.
I mean, these things matter.
Not when I screw them up. They don't. The Soapbox is coming back in video form. Dawn has two new shows. Both of them combined. They're putting men in ovens. All of that and more coming to Rad TV, but you have to be a member at members.radradio.com. And if you are, you're about to get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam. Jokes from the Maggot. Sorry, Dawn, that was my fault.
It's fine.
We will get to the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam. What's coming up, Brando?
We got Lucy the dog versus a very fat cat. And Oliver the donkey and Daisy the lab say hi to the camera.
Hi,
and
donkey.
Then Rosie the Colton de Lue dances for a treat. It's one of those fancy white little dogs. I didn't know they had breeds. I just thought they were just little white, fancy dogs.
The Colton de Lue?
Colton de Lue.
Sounds Irish.
Like it's a toy dog?
It looks like a toy. Like something that somebody would carry around in their purse in Beverly Hills. And then Tron, our favorite golden retriever from Florida, chokes the chicken.
You can send in your horizontally recorded videos to rad@radradio.com. They don't have to be dogs, as we have proven. We will feature them on Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
Jokes for the maggots, jokes from 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 the maggots.
If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are. If you got jokes, email us, rad@radradio.com. Don't call. You can't tell jokes.
Sorry.
14-year-old Athena starts us off.
Yay, Athena.
My girlfriend just told me, if we don't get married soon, I'm going to kill you. I said to her, well, I guess it's a matter of wife or death.
Speech impediments.
From 10-year-old Lily.
Oh, sweet Lily.
Why do dogs run in circles?
Why?
Because it's hard to run in squares. It is true that it's hard to run in squares. That is not why dogs run in circles.
Oh, my God, stop.
And square dancing isn't really in a square.
Right.
It's more like a circle. Because when you do-si-do, it's always in a circular motion.
It's more difficult to run in a square than it is in a circle, but you can do
it.
And that's not why the dogs
do it. Lily, 10 years old, telling a joke. Thank you, Lily.
Analyzing.
Just remember, boys are... they're rude.
And also remember this, Lily. This, right here, this is what life's like when you grow up with everybody. Might as well prepare you.
Way to go, guys.
What kind of dog likes having a bath every day?
What?
A shampoodle. Big D wrote in, because he sent Kyle those onion glasses, so you won't cry if you cut onions.
I'm going to use them for other things, though.
Yeah, and to that point, Big D said, Kyle,
hi.
as I work in the construction industry, I can tactically acquire and send you some actual ANSI-rated safety glasses that are meant to protect your eyes from dangerous projectiles. Glasses that are constructed very similarly to the Onion glasses. I would hate to hear that you were injured as a result of using improper PPE, personal protection equipment. So maybe another package from Big D on the way.
So if Big D is taking requests for gifts and things, my truck is a little too small. You want to get me a bigger truck?
I mean, am I going to have to do something to Big D for all these presents? I mean, I don't know.
That's a great question.
He goes on to say, as for today's round of jokes, oh, good. I have decided to switch lanes for the day, does dad jokes usually.
Okay.
Says, with as much as Rob has poked fun at me, poked your wife too.
Oh.
I figured I better get my jabs in while I can. Hey, you come after me, I go dirty. So here's Big D's jokes for the day. Rob is so fat.
How fat is he?
All new rad cast pictures must be taken by satellite. What do Rob and most modern relationships have in common?
What?
They both never work out. I heard Rob is starring in a new Steven Spielberg film about a fat alien. It's called Eat T, the Extra Cholesterol.
Phone Pizza Hut.
That's great.
Yum.
Oh, love it.
Or any other random pizza joint that may be a sponsor of this fine program.
Thank you. Ouch.
Rob is so fat.
How fat is he?
When he jumps in the air, the Earth tries to orbit him. Rob is so fat.
How fat is he?
Someone caught a video of him falling over, and every time they rewatch it, they feel the ground shake.
Well, I mean, he just has to walk in the room.
The equipment, do you have it like earthquake proof?
Everything is supported on a shock system. Perfect. Similar to Golden One Center.
Chris wrote in.
State of the art.
Now he goes through a couple oldies but goodies to get to the actual punchline. What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Delicious.
What do you call a cow with one leg? Lean beef.
Aha!
What do you call a cow with two legs? Rob. Now, here's an odd one. I don't know how to feel about this. So, Ramon wrote in. Remember, he's been sending in fat jokes.
Hola, gordito jokes.
Brandon's part Mexican.
His subject line was Friday's fat Rob jokes. And then he sent in a few jokes. And then, what was it? Then about 20 minutes later, he wrote in and said, I accidentally sent my jokes that I was working on. I'll resend them Thursday night or Friday morning and sent no jokes for today.
Mm.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, you're either going to do it every day or you're not, because we have no jokes for today.
Well,
you're going to resend Friday's jokes later.
Maybe his siesta went too long.
I don't like it.
Maybe he ran out of room on the piece of paper, like you run out of room in a room. I don't know.
Yeah, that did not land.
It was already falling apart when I started talking, and I decided not to stop myself.
Lee wrote in with a couple jokes.
Hi, Lee.
After the ballet skirt was invented, the creators spent days coming up with a name, and they finally put two and two together.
Two.
A man walked into a hardware store and picked up a can of fly spray, asked the assistant, is this good for wasps? And he said, no, it kills them.
Wouldn't it be called wasp spray then?
Oh, man.
Kills flies, too.
That's part of the execution of the joke. You don't say the same word twice, kind of thing. Right. You'll learn, grasshopper.
Thank you.
There's another one it kills. These are from Michael.
Hi, Michael.
A husband asks her wife, if I die, will you marry another man? Nope. That was the wrong voice. A husband asks his wife, if I die, will you marry another man? The wife answers, no, of course not. I'm going to go live with my sister. What about you? Are you getting married again when I'm gone? And he replied, hell no. Same thing. I'm going to live with your sister. We should all be more considerate when submitting sexist jokes. Broads hate that crap and become total whores. Which is a perfect setup for Michael's final joke. I'm writing a screenplay about a woman struggling with anger management issues. It's a period piece. It's called On the Rag.
It's bloody good.
Bloody box.
I hate that word for it. On the rag.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Then we will stop using it since you hate it. If you've
heard
got
that
jokes,
so long.
Email us rad at radradio.com. Let's play Treble Trouble right now for a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from tomorrow to have your already great seats upgraded to the front row. We will play you a 3-second song clip. You give us the title of the song and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the song title,
right, because Pad is so much better than Rag.
Yeah.
Droplets everywhere.
Oh, what kind of droplets? Oh, no.
And, oh, icky. Oh, no. And no winner. 888-989-9811 for Treble Trouble.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.